14 days. That's all it will take to change your body. So it's no wonder that when I announced a test program for Zero Sugar Diet, more than 1,100 signed up in 24 hours. As soon as the word went out among the 5 million people who visit eatthis.com every month, we began hearing from fans who were trying to control their sugar addictions, but struggling each and every day. Our test panelists not only lived Zero Sugar Diet, but they documented, on a day-by-day basis, the remarkable changes that happened within their own bodies. Energy levels soared. Waistline shrank. Blood pressure and cholesterol numbers plummeted. Muscles became toned and lean. This unique day-by-day approach will help to keep you motivated as you compare yourself with, and even exceed, the success of the test panelists, many of whom struggled with real sugar addictions. When you reduce your sugar intake using this program, while slowing its impact on your body, a number of amazing things will happen, with shocking rapidity. 1. You'll start burning fat. Immediately. Reducing your intake of calorie-dense sugar carbs automatically reduces the amount of calories you're consuming on a daily basis, which forces your body to burn fat stored around your midsection for energy, rather than the sugars it takes from carbohydrates. 2. You'll feel less hungry. As your body detects that you've started to lose weight, your hunger hormones get furious. They start firing off signals to your brain telling you that winter's approaching, the barbarian hordes are at the gate, and you'd better consume every calorie in sight in order to prepare for the famine ahead. This plan uses the power of fiber to counteract that basic instinct. By slowing the progress of carbohydrates through your body, fiber helps give you a continuous, steady dose of energy, so you never get the "I'm empty" signal. Oh, you'll eat plenty of food, but not because you're ravenous. Because it tastes so good. 3. Your belly will get flatter. One of the first things you notice when you replace simple carbs with high-fiber foods is that your belly begins to flatten out, literally within days. The reason? Most Americans only take in 15 of the recommended 25 to 38 grams per day, according to the Institute of Medicine. As a result, the healthy gut microbes that keep us lean have less to munch on, and the unhealthy microbes, which feast on sugar, take over. Those are the little buggers that cause bloating and make your belly look bigger than it actually is. In fact, an increase in the bad belly biome bacteria, a family called Firmicutes, is one of the most noticeable differences between Americans in the lean 1980s and those in the fat 2000s. I'll show you how this plan changes the way your gut acts and feels, and why 14 days is all it takes to shrink your waist size by as much as 7 inches. 4. You'll slash your risk of diabetes. Eating too many simple sugars can wreak havoc in your body in both the short and long term. The more of these quickly digested carbs you consume, the more insulin your pancreas produces, eventually leading to insulin resistance and possibly type 2 diabetes. 5. Your muscles will get stronger. In one of the most stunning studies of recent years, scientists have linked refined sugar to a condition called sarcopenia, basically age-related loss of muscle mass. It happens because added sugar actually blocks the body's ability to synthesize protein into muscle. Spending big bucks on protein supplements? If they have added sugar, they're probably hurting, not enhancing, your ability to build lean muscle. By reducing the impact of sugar, this plan will keep your muscles younger and stronger, protecting you from injury and helping you burn fat faster and more efficiently. 6. You'll feel more energized. By slowing your body's absorption of carbohydrates, you'll keep your body and your brain more fully fueled all the time, beating both general physical fatigue and the brain fog that can often accompany it. You'll no longer need to make poor food choices as a way of getting quick energy, and you won't be dragging through those afternoon hours. Raising sugar cane. You can see why I had to write this book. In fact, for the past 2 decades, I have been investigating the secrets of the food industry. I've gotten tired of marketers trying to blame us, the American people, for the obesity crisis. In 2002, I published a controversial New York Times op-ed in defense of a group of kids who were suing McDonald's for making them fat. A lot of people thought I was nuts. Suing McDonald's for making you fat is like suing Porsche for making you get a speeding ticket. But at least that Porsche comes with a speedometer.